The Focus on Energy program is scheduled to take in $120 million from utility ratepayers over the next 2 years, but the governor and legislature have decided to divert 38% of the fund to help patch a hole in the state budget. Janet Brandt heads the Wisconsin Energy Conservation Program. It's a nonprofit that runs renewable and residential efficiency portions of Focus on Energy. Brandt says efficiency alone won't prevent power blackouts like last week's, but
it can play a significant role in trying to just reduce that demand, temper that demand on the system so that we've got some time to, you know, better do the siting and understanding what kind of generation and transmission upgrades we need to make.
Brandt says Focus on Energy has been triggering $5 in energy and economic savings for every $1 spent in areas like more energy-efficient lighting. She says the pickup of old energy-wasting refrigerators is one program that's likely to be dropped. The Department of Administration may announce the rest of the cutbacks this week. Governor Doyle's office says there are no plans to restore any of the Focus on Energy funds at this time. But environmental groups may sue to challenge the state's diversion of money. Republican Senator Bob Coles of Green Bay says a lawsuit would be an understandable way to at least discourage additional cuts to Focus on Energy.
You know, if that's the only way to stop the legislature from stealing this money, maybe that's what should be done. You know, my guess is that we'll have another budget in the fall, and this will be a target because not enough people are connecting the dots and seeing that what's going on here.
Coles calls Focus on Energy the best economic development program in the state because it saves businesses money on their energy bills. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.